It's time for a little fun with real audio, right?
See, look at that cord there, homie.
All right.
Let's start off with something that happened on the program yesterday. And I guess about 10 years ago now, Mark Folliwell was calling football games for SMU. Was it longer than 10 years? Is that about right? I'm thinking of the Shotgun Jones incident, of course.
I think that was before then. I think it was more like 12 or so.
Okay. Well, whatever the case, Folliwell was the voice of SMU football before Dick Hicks stabbed him in the back.
Right.
And took over.
Mark never has recovered from
that.
He
really hasn't. What's he doing now?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Poor kid. So when Mark was doing a game, there was a guy who now is a full-timer up at Cliff, I do believe.
Yes,
named
upstairs.
Scott Jones. And Scott was running the board, much like Groobs is right now.
He's not known as Scott anymore, though.
Well, I'm leading up to that.
I know.
And Scott's running the board for the SMU game, and Mark is in the middle of a call. And as Mark is going over, just doing his normal play-by-play, and so-and-so catches a pass, and there he goes at the 40, the 30, all of a sudden you hear this sound in the middle of it. Just out of nowhere, as Mark's doing the game, Scott accidentally hit a shotgun sound effect. And Mark just kind of plowed right through it. And we laughed so hard, it drove Mark crazy, you know. And from then on, Scott Jones was turned in to Shotgun Jones.
Yes.
And that name has stuck.
Right.
I see him all the time, and I'm like, hey, Shotgun.
Yes, he is Shotgun Jones.
And we would love to play the audio for you because it was so crazy.
But it's one of the things that got deleted.
Right. Somewhere along the line, we lost it.
In the Cumulus takeover.
Right.
Actually, it was long before that. We haven't had it in years. I think Dick Hicks took it out.
Probably. So anyway, we had a moment like that where yesterday we're in the midst of doing the show. Just a random drop fired off, but it wasn't the show itself. Mike was doing a live commercial read. Now, it's one thing to fire off a drop during the show, and really, there's no context to it.
That happens all the time.
Quite often.
That never happens around here.
But I'm not good at this.
Set up exactly what happened, Groobs, last night before we play the audio.
Okay. Lately, the last couple days, I've been playing this Norm drop that I had totally forgotten about, but I just found it just randomly searching through the Inco.
I got to have a loaf. He was talking about a bread company one time and how much he loved their fresh-baked bread and said, I got to have a loaf, and we pulled it and added a little something.
But yeah, so I think it was Mike ended the segment, and I played that drop to end the segment just because I'll do that from time to time.
Right.
And so the way our system works, you know, it's a touchscreen, so it's got the little mouse pointer still on the last thing I played.
Right.
During Mike's live spot, Chris House is in here working on editing some Stars audio on a separate computer.
Okay.
So it's obviously got its own keyboard. Mm-hmm. The problem is both keyboards for the Inco and for the sound editor are right next to each other. So Chris House starts trying to edit some stuff and type in information and all that.
Information.
And he's using the Inco keyboard, and I guess he accidentally hits the space bar, which fires off.
Right. I gotta have a low.
The drop.
As Mike is doing his live spot. So let's listen to how all that transpired.
I know a lot of people are put off by leasing. A lot of people have always bought cars, and they think that's the way to do it. You know, your dad probably filled your mind with this idea that that making that glass car payment is...
Now, he kind of stopped for a second, but that's a pretty damn good job of plowing through. But what were you thinking?
What was I thinking?
Yes, you're sitting there trying to tell everybody about cars and Autoflex and leasing and all that stuff, and then Norm drops in.
I was thinking, let's just get through this son of a bitch. That's what I was thinking. That's what I think every day.
That fart was so loud.
Play it one more time.
I know a lot of people are put off by leasing. A lot of people have always bought cars, and they think that's the way to do it. You know, your dad probably filled your mind with this idea that that making that glass car...
Good job.
Well, that was a natural pause. I probably would have done that anyhow, regardless of whether I heard that or not. But I thought, what the hell? Because, see, you're not supposed to do that during live spots.
Right.
The client doesn't like that. He gets pissed when you do that. And salespeople have some explaining to do. Right, Greg?
Greg.
All right. Yeah. Let's play this song. Now, we've mentioned this, and after Thanksgiving, I would like to dedicate a full segment to this, but I would like to give the listener just a little teaser as to what they're in for when we do review this record. Bob Dylan decided to make a Christmas album. The great Bob Dylan. I have no idea why he still tries to sing, much less make Christmas records, but he did. Now, Bob Dylan does not have a very good voice anymore. Matter of fact, it's terrible. And he's playing all these Christmas standards, or he's singing all these Christmas standards. And it's just awful.
Yes.
I'm not even sure awful is the word. But
in certain spots, it sounds like it's Louis Armstrong.
It sounds like a bit. This sounds like a bit. It's so bad, it's a bit. So, here is the Christmas classic, Do You Hear What I Hear? And you tell me. Matter of fact, I'm sure we can find a version of it, like a very beautiful version that, I don't know, maybe the Carpenters did in the 70s or something. But here is the Bob Dylan version of Do You Hear What I Hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Oh, God!
A star, God. Dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
What the hell?
It's not that bad.
Oh, shut up. Danny was begging me not to play this.
Because I knew you were just going to make fun of it.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Look, that's how he sounds now. It's not that bad. That's better singing than we've heard him on recent albums.
Are you listening to this? Do you know how Danny hates everything?
He's got kind of a Tom Waits thing going now. You don't tell me what to do.
He hates everything. Everything. But somehow this is passable?
Yet we play this, and all of a sudden, he is the Bob Dylan shield.
See, that's
good. And
here
he is telling us, oh, this is not that bad.
Oh, yeah, this is just how he sounds, guys. This is who he is. Man, this is real. I mean, this is what an artist is. Holy crap.
He obviously doesn't have anybody around him who will go up to him and say, you know, this is really not a good idea.
Pretty music.
Oh, yeah.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Oh, I mean, it hurts me.
A song,
the Lord's is. You know, I just wonder what his many defenders in the music scene and his many cronies and all the people that he's worked with on other projects through the years, how they write this off.
They probably think it's good.
No, Danny, they don't.
How's it selling?
Oh, I don't. I'm sure it sold like you probably bought the only copy. It has a grand sales total of one.
I don't think it's that terrible.
Maybe his mom. You're the one who introduced us to this.
I told you.
And you said it sounds so bad.
No, I didn't. I never said it sounded bad.
You honestly think this sounds good?
It sounds like Bob Dylan does now, and it's not terrible.
Did you hear what
I heard? Yeah, and then he turns around and gives us that.
I hate you so much.
Yeah, I know you do.
So draw me off sides.
What's next?
I want to play this for you. Now, earlier, for Danny, because he hasn't heard this yet. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the Ku Klux Klan staging a rally outside of the LSU-Ole Miss game tomorrow for some reason. What is it that they won't let the Ole Miss band play
Whistling Dixie?
Down to Georgia or something like that anymore?
No, From Dixie with Love.
Yeah.
Is the name of it.
So the chancellor says, you know what, let's just scrap all this southern stuff that we've been playing for years, and now the Klan is going to protest. Well, I essentially interviewed, I think, a Klan member at the Texas Motor Speedway when we were out there a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And Danny was out of town.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people haven't got to hear this because we had to dump it twice because this guy started cursing. Now, he was really stereotypical looking as far as what you might think a NASCAR guy, like a hardcore Southern NASCAR guy would look like. He had on a Dale Senior t-shirt, or maybe a junior t-shirt. Was it a senior?
I didn't get a good look at it.
He had on a NASCAR shirt. It was
might have been Dale the Third.
It was obvious he was into the Earnhardt family. And he also had a nice piece of headgear on.
Yes.
It was a bandana, the Stars and Bars bandana.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So
the Stars and Bars made their presence felt out there that day.
And he
he
started getting underneath my skin because he was obviously a hardcore bigot. And I didn't know really where to take it because I think he was, if I would have got really nasty with him, he was going to punch me. He looked like that type, just a big old burly, I'll kick your ass and I'll hate them, you know what, you know, just an a-hole. So I thought I would take it down a NASCAR path that would drive him crazy.
And boy, you found one.
And it did. So here is what happened.
Now, I don't know if you guys heard the news report earlier today, God. But Dale Sr., when he actually did die, what track was that? Do you guys remember?
Daytona.
Yeah, that's right, at Daytona. But now they're reporting that it was some sort of a suicide mission because it was getting ready to be reported that he and another driver were in some sort of love triangle.
I think that's a bunch of bull.
Whoa.
That was a bad idea.
So, hang on.
Hello?
Man, so we can't curse on the radio. You understand? Yeah. I know you're wearing a nice hat and everything.
I think that's pretty damn bad to even bring us up like that about Dale Earnhardt.
You don't like that?
No, not at all.
Okay, we had heard a report earlier that Dale and another driver were in some sort of love triangle, but you're saying that that's not true.
I'm saying that's a bunch of bull.
Whoa!
I got it away. Is he leaving?
I think he is. I think he's had it with you. He did not take that well.
So, man, liberal Corby with an open mic at the Motor Speedway is a bad recipe.
It's a wonderful recipe. Great things like that happen.
So I had asked him.
Nerve-wracking.
I had asked him prior, Danny, prior to that. I go, do you care that maybe a black guy would walk up to you and take offense to the fact that you're wearing that hat, that bandana? I don't care. I don't care what they think. So
they're all full of bull.
Yeah. So that's right when I asked him that question. Well, in the meantime, he's starting to look really crazy-eyed at me. And Irwin, our promotions guy,
oh dear,
he's black, by the way, Irwin is, and he's about 10 feet away. And I noticed that Irwin is just kind of scooching closer and closer as the interview is going on. Because he was going to have my back if this guy just, when Redneck's attack happened.
You got to be careful when you provoke the hillbilly.
Yeah, I know. I know. The guy just...
Not everybody thinks like you down here, Corby.
But
what an awful charge.
The guy... You saw him, Mike. I mean,
yes.
He just rubbed me the wrong way from the get-go, you know?
He's got the right to be whoever he wants in this country.
Oh, I know he does. That's
and he'll
great.
Probably be supporting the Klan tomorrow, too.
I'm sure he will be. It's probably not that far of a drive to Oxford, Mississippi. You know what? We need to go.
Yep.
All right.
We need to go.
We certainly do. because up next, we're going to get back into Cowboys football. It is Ranch Report time with Todd Archer of the Dallas Morning News.
Coming up tomorrow at 1.